The word colonia can mean a few different things in Spanish. Could be a colony or a neighborhood. But when people say colonia in the Rio Grande Valley, they're talking about a makeshift community. More than 1,000 of these colonias have sprung up just north of the U.S.-Mexico border. Typically, developers buy land, divide it up, and sell it to Mexican immigrants for the most part. Some have legal status, some don't. At first, all they get is land. No water, no paved roads, electricity, or drainage. Over the years, residents have organized and fought for improvements. But as Alina Simone tells us, they have at least one big fight left, the right to light.
It's 8 p.m. in this colonia, and I can't see my car keys in my hand. I can't see where the fence ends and the street begins, or the ground under my feet. The house in front of me is warmly lit, but
once you step on the street, there's nothing. It's all dark. All dark.
This is Emma Alaniz. She's a native of Monterrey, Mexico, and she's lived in the Curry Estates Colonia for 15 years now and raised two kids here. That's one of the reasons she responded when an organizer stuck a flyer in her mailbox 4 years ago, looking for volunteers. It was for the Right to Light campaign.
We have to drive very, very careful because over here it's a lot of children. And some of them play really late and outside.
There aren't any playgrounds in the colonias or sidewalks. And in addition to kids running around, there are free-roaming dogs that treat the bumper of a car like an oversized chew toy. At least mine, anyway.
And the other thing is the crime. Is that we have to be very careful about that, too.
That's kind of the irony here, because as a nation, we're security-obsessed when it comes to the U.S.-Mexico border. But we don't pay much attention to what goes on right next to it.
I hold myself because I don't want to say bad words here. But, you know, the politicians, they look at this area and then they spend money like on a border wall, millions and millions of dollars.
This is Juanita Valdez-Cox, director of LUPE, one of the organizations behind the Right to Light campaign. Some of these colonias are literally in the shadow of that border wall. Look at satellite photos of Hidalgo County. What lies beyond the wall is miles of darkness, which activists and residents point out exacerbates problems like undocumented immigration and border gang violence. But to Juanita, the Right to Light campaign is also about equality and fairness.
When you buy a piece of property and you build your home or buy your home, you don't have to worry whether it has streetlights. They're already there, right?
Sometimes when colonial residents buy their lots, streetlights are already there too. They just don't stay there.
You know what they do? The developer sells the lot, and they have the street lights, and they have the poles, and it's lighted. And once they sell the lots, they turn off the light. You see the street light, and you say, this is great. You know, I'm going to have street lights. But once all the lots are sold, it's turned off.
Definitely makes the developers sound like the bad guys, right? And some of them are. On the other hand, without them, there's practically no other source of low-income housing in the county. So why hasn't local government done something about this? Well, in 2012, they tried. Hidalgo County used federal grant money to test out solar streetlights in a handful of colonias. That didn't work out so well. They were expensive and too dim, and there wasn't enough funding to maintain them. As Emma Alaniz explains.
So once they broke, they broke. So we asked him for the regular lights.
There's an underlying metaphor here. Beneath colonial residents' dissatisfaction with the flawed, standalone solar lights, people who live here don't want to occupy some kind of gray zone. They want to be integrated, connected to the grid. The electric grid, sure, but also to their local government and the rest of America, too. So why is hooking them up so hard? I posed this question to Jamie Longoria, Assistant Chief Administrator for County Judge Ramon Garcia.
There's value in safety, but, you know, it becomes an issue of the thousands and thousands of subdivisions that are out there. And how do we light up each and every one of those particular corners, each one of those streets?
In the second poorest county in the country, figuring out who that someone should be is a problem. The county thought the residents should help foot that bill. The residents originally thought otherwise. It's been a controversial issue. But recently, colonial residents decided to meet the government halfway, as Juanita explains.
It seems that we're really close to agreement that it should be part of your tax bill.
They're about to file a bill in the coming legislative session that would add a lighting surcharge to the tax bill for Colonia residents. If it passes, the county would move forward with a $500,000 pilot program, which means that people living in the Colonias may finally get to come out of the shadows. Literally. For The World, this is Alina Simone from Hidalgo County, Texas.